Welcome to the Mobile App Flipping Podcast. This is your host, Johan Tayeb. My goal is to help you get the most out of reskilling apps. Whether you're already a full-time entrepreneur or trying to get a business going, this podcast is for you. We will be interviewing professionals that are already doing app reskilling for a living. We will also invite source code sellers to get to learn about what they have to offer. And finally, we will talk to industry experts to learn how to become more productive at flipping apps. And now, without further ado, let's get started. Okay, so today I have a very interesting guest. His name is Vlad Yukis. Hello, Vlad.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. The reason why I say you're very interesting, it's so far all the people I've invited to the show are mostly game reskinners. But you, you do game reskinning, but you have also something very different. You do also medical app reskinning. Now, I'm not going to say too much right now, and I'm going to let you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit of your background and how did you come into this industry?
Yeah, so hi, Johan. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
So basically, what I'm doing, I've been doing app reskinning for a couple of years now. So as you rightly said, I am doing reskinning in healthcare apps, but also doing it in the game apps as well. So how it all got started, I think about 3 years ago, I bought my first iPhone. And the first thing I did, I went to the App Store and downloaded some apps. And since then, I was producing my own apps as well. How it all got started, though, I got in touch with the doctor who also was very impressed by all the mobile technology and wanted to get into the app world. And we joined our forces. So the doctor basically provided the professional health information. And I took over the creation of the entire brand. So I took over the development, I took over the marketing, I took over the design and everything.
Oh, okay, so you have a developer background, right?
That's right, yeah. So I can develop stuff myself.
Oh, okay, great. And keep going.
Yeah, so how it all got started. So at the beginning, we didn't know what an app actually is and how to actually create a meaningful healthcare app concept. But we just decided to get started, which was really the right thing to do because it was a learning curve to get the first app into the App Store. And I think the first app that we did was an app on blood pressure to provide tips to folks to reduce their blood pressure. And once we got that in store, we kept on producing other apps, and until we got to a concept that we are doing now, that we still do, and that concept is acupressure. Acupressure is basically Chinese massage points on your body that you can massage to relieve various diseases. Like, for instance, if you've got back pain, then there is a point for that. If you've got headache, then there is another point on your body for that as well, and so on. And basically what we're doing at the moment, we are producing lots of acupressure apps. And this is where the reskinning in healthcare apps comes in. So basically how it works in an app, like for instance, headache, we have got 10 different types of headache. Like for instance, you might have migraine, you might have headache at the back of the head or at the front of the head and so on. And for each of those symptoms, we provide you a certain acupressure point that you can find using a video. So our apps contain lots of videos, and for each symptom, you get a video.
Oh, excellent. Right? I see. Now, do you mind sharing some download numbers? Because, you've been in the app industry for about 3-4 years, right?
Yeah, that's right. So with the acupressure apps, or with all the healthcare apps, we are approaching 500,000 downloads number.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, and we are producing more. And in the games, I've got 5,000 downloads that far.
Okay, yes, but you're mainly focusing on the medical apps, so that makes sense.
Yeah, so basically, at the moment, I'm running the business twofold. So I'm continuing to produce the acupressure apps, but also ramping up on games.
Oh, okay. Now, is there any of your apps or games you'd like to focus on?
So I can pick one app from the acupressure. And I can pick one game also to talk about. So let's take our most successful acupressure app.
Okay.
And that acupressure app is basically on improving sex.
Whoa, okay. did you have any legal issues with using the word... No problem with Apple. Because it at some point, I gotta I gotta tell you, it crossed my mind to use the, those words that people search for a lot for, But I'm like, that might become an issue with Apple. But I'm glad to hear it's not. Okay.
So actually, we had those concerns as well, but in the end, as always, we just decided to do it to see what's going to happen, and that was the right thing to do because this is the most successful app now.
Excellent. Now, tell me about it. Did you already write the source code before doing the this specific content, or you just started to create the content and the app as it went?
Well, it was a journey. At the beginning, we didn't know what the right app concept would be, so. We just basically created an app which would be similar to some news apps on the store.
Okay.
But instead of putting news in there, we put healthcare tips in there.
Okay.
But then I changed the app towards what we've got now to include all those videos that we've got.
Okay, so it evolved over time. Okay, got it.
That's right. So it evolved over time, but I would say that the backbone of the app that we've got now was developed right from the start, I would say.
Okay, so now question. You've been reusing the same source code. Now, did you have to do lots of different changes every time, or it's mostly content that you need to change?
At the beginning, when we didn't know exactly what the app concept would be, I did code changes. Okay. But at the moment, I don't do any code changes at all. So just content exchange and design exchange in some areas. For instance, for each new acupressure app, we produce a new icon.
Oh, excellent. So the value that I can get from what you're saying is that you started by doing something and it wasn't working that well. However, you kept working on it and improving it till you hit that sweet spot where you had lots of downloads, and then you just kept reusing that code and it keeps getting better. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly the journey that we took. And this is what I would suggest to any entrepreneur. So just start slowly. Just start with the very basic app. Just get it into the store to get to know how everything is working. And then once in store, you can always improve.
Oh, interesting. But a question, there probably was some low moment in that where you guys probably were like, it's not working that well. Why should I continue? Or was there anything like that?
Well, not really, I would say. I'm not a person who can get discouraged easily.
Good.
Therefore, I can just drive forward. Basically, when we hit the store, then that was the time when the iPad was like, for 6 months in the market or so. So the iPad market was very hot because there weren't a lot of apps optimized for the iPad, mm-hmm. and our app was universal right from the start. So therefore, in the healthcare category, our app was probably like one of the first apps on blood pressure. So therefore, we just had downloads because of that, because there was really zero competition on iPad in the healthcare category, and which was focused heavily on blood pressure. So therefore, at the beginning, it was really, really a no-brainer to get downloads.
Yeah, you saw an opportunity
today. Yeah, today it's actually much harder to get downloads, definitely, because there is a lot more competition than it used to be.
Yeah, it's saturated,
That's right. But still, the opportunity is still huge, I think.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Now. Have you made any changes lately, or are you planning on making more changes to it?
I'm planning on experimenting with a new revenue source, which will be Apple affiliate program.
Okay, yes, I'm familiar with it. I'm an affiliate with Apple as well.
Yeah, so basically, I sort of neglected this revenue source up until now because I was busy doing other things. But I started experimenting with this within the last couple of months, and I think it holds some potential, and we just need a little code change in all the apps that we've got out there, and I think we would be able to leverage that potential as well.
Okay, excellent. So let me explain a little bit to the audience what the affiliate program is. Basically, you can go online and register with Apple, and you become an affiliate. And there's basically, you get some kind of ID that you add to links or to anything that's in the iTunes store, and you get money every time somebody buys something in the next 24 or 72 hours. So it can be an extra source of revenue.
That's right.
Okay. How did you find out where to navigate the application, you know, in the sense that how did you find out where to lead the product that you have?
Yeah. So are you referring to features, or are you referring to just the apps in general? So which apps to create?
Mostly features, in the sense that, actual mechanics of the app, you know, like, how did you know that you would need to add
right.
videos to it and things like that? Did you
right,
know?
Right.
I usually sometimes look at the customer reviews, you know, sometimes they're like, hey, you should add a timer here, or hey, this is too hard, or things like that, you know, and so you get real user feedback. But is that how you did, or is there any other technique you used?
We use this, and we use something else as well. So with the acupressure, it's all about showing to the user how to find the right acupressure point for the symptom.
Okay.
Like, for instance, you've got headache. The only thing you're interested in is really getting rid of your headache, right? And if you use acupressure, then the only thing you're interested in is to find the right point quickly.
Okay.
Therefore, the app must be constructed in a way that you've got the least possible cognitive overhead while navigating to the point in the app where you can really see how to find the acupressure point, right? So it must be like, I start the app, I sort of tell the app I've got the headache now, and then the app must just present the point. This is it.
Oh, okay, right? So it's you guys are using layman terms, in the sense that you're not, you don't think like, okay, the user knows about medical terms. So you guys have to find out how to go from regular vocabulary to a more medical terminology. Is that right?
That's right, with the exception that we don't use medical terminology at all. So if you start our app, for instance, the headache app, then you would see like, all right, headache at the top of the head, headache at the back of the head, headache, migraine, for instance. Right, so we really just use the everyday terms.
Excellent.
So
anyone
will
understand
terms at all. That's right.
Good job.
Yeah, and this is what we also see in our reviews, that this is something people like, right? Because this is just everyday language; they don't have to learn any new vocabulary.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to a doctor and the guy's like throwing some fancy words at you. You're like, uh huh.
That's right. Yeah, this is not the point here. So therefore, you just hit like, I've got headache at the top of the head, and then you are presented with the right video, and then you just start the video plays, you see how to find the point, and that's basically it.
Okay, got it.
So we see from our Flurry data that usually somebody just spends 30 seconds in our app, not more.
Oh, okay, hold on, let me explain what Flurry data is. What he's saying right now is that you can add some code within your game or your app that actually is sending data back about what the user is doing in real time on their device. So, for example, you have Vlad that here is saying that he can tell how long a user spent on a specific page or on a specific part of the app. Okay, go ahead, Vlad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so this is an important thing, and I would recommend anyone adding Flurry right from the start, because it really gives you an insight into how users use your app. Like, for instance, I know that users just spend 30 seconds in my app, therefore I just know that I must optimize the app in a way that within 30 seconds a person can find anything they need inside the app, right? So there's no point in adding some fancy features, because this is not what the users are interested in this kind of app.
Yeah, you're right. The attention span of an iPhone user is really short.
So that's right.
Question, have you used Google Analytics for mobile devices? Because I've used it recently, and it's pretty decent so far. How about you? Have you gotten attached to it?
No, I haven't used it. Tell me more.
Oh, okay, well, it's pretty similar to it's like a mix between Flurry and the usual website, you know, the Google Analytics for websites.
I see.
So it's very straightforward to use, and I'm expecting good things coming out of it. So definitely you should take a look at it.
Right, will do. Yeah, thanks.
All right. Okay, so where were we? Oh, yeah, so the features. So how you would find out which features to add, okay? So
yeah, so in our world with this with these acupressure apps, we decided to stick to 10 topics per app. Like if you've got headache, then we just include 10 types of headache because there are plenty, right? But we include just 10 most frequently types of headache that people usually have.
Got it.
Have.
So you're going with the average population, and there's going to be some like edge cases out there that you guys cannot deal with, or it may take longer.
That's right. So this is actually not an easy thing to do to make that choice, but we are really making the choice, and we are seeing that people actually like it. So we have never had a review saying that, oh, I'm actually missing that type of headache or that type of back pain or that type of emergency situation. Because if you're really forced in clear thinking, like you've only got 10 choices out of, I don't know, 100, mm-hmm. then usually you come up with something very crisp. And this is what people like.
Okay. It's fun that you say that because I have a medical app. It's called Colorblind Eye Exam. It hit top 10 in early October. And one of the comments of one of the users was like, it was a negative comment saying, oh, you know, it tells you that you're colorblind, but it doesn't go too much in details or telling what type of chromatopsia you have or anything like that. Now, that's true. It could be... it could be
right.
Deeper, but you don't want to overwhelm the average user. And at that point, the exam found out that you have a problem with your eyes. So it found out that you're colorblind. And I state that it's just an app. It's not a doctor. You know, we know you're colorblind now. You should really see a real doctor, type of thing. You know, don't expect the app to cure you. You know.
Yeah, definitely. And I would recommend to anyone to just ship the minimal version of the app that you have got, and then iterate and improve depending on feedback, depending on data.
Mm-hmm, got it. Okay. Well, now let's switch and let's talk about the game reskinning you're talking about that you've been doing. Was that lately, or you did that before your medical apps?
Yeah. So, with games, actually, I decided to get into games because I thought that I would be able to outsource the entire game business without having to spend lots of time on it.
Okay.
Right? So, with the acupressure product line, I am heavily involved.
Okay.
So, I'm doing the entire brand development. So I'm doing marketing, I'm doing development, I'm involved in content creation, I'm involved in everything.
Yeah,
but
the whole process,
games,
okay?
That's right. But with games, I saw the opportunity to produce games without being too involved in the entire process.
Okay, so here you want to delegate tasks. So basically, you're more of a manager type of thing with games,
that's right?
Got it.
That's right. Yeah, so and this has actually worked that far. And
right.
So therefore, I'm very happy that I got into games because this enables me to produce new products without being involved.
Right. So new sources of revenues without much effort on your side.
That's
got
right.
It.
That's right. So it's more financially risky. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think by now I can manage the risk.
Okay. So please tell us about some games you've made. Anything we know that's kind of semi-famous?
There is a game which I did reskins of,
mm-hmm.
Which is called Avalanche Mountain.
Oh yes, definitely.
So I did two reskins of that game.
Okay.
So my reskins aren't particularly successful. They're just making decent money, but nothing you would really know just by looking at the App Store charts. And then I also reskinned another racing game, and I made it a Gangnam Racer. So that was actually the most successful game, as you can imagine, that I did.
Oh, okay, excellent. I was wondering about that Gangnam Race, that reskin that you did. What was the whole process? How did you come out with the idea, and how did you go from there?
Yeah, so the code of the game was advertised on some site where you buy games. I don't remember exactly what it was. It might have been Chupa Mobile.
Okay.
So I bought the game, and it was a Unity 3D game.
Okay.
Then the next thing was to come up with a theme, and for whatever reason, I just typed in Gangnam Racer, and there weren't too many results that I got back. So therefore, I just decided to do the Gangnam Racer thing. And then I found a developer. I think it was Elance.com. Yeah,
okay.
I found it on Elance.
Excellent.
And he basically did the reskin. So I can't say that I was very happy with the communication that we had, but in the end, he managed to produce the app and to get it into the App Store.
Okay, how long did it take between you having the idea and you having the final product in the App Store?
I think it took actually quite a while because of the communication issues. I think it took like 3 months.
Whoa. That's pretty tough to when you have such a long time in between, because when you're going with something like a Gangnam, something that's very trendy, things go up and down really quick. So
But that's what actually happens. I mean, this is the risk that I was talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So once you do such a thing, so basically you buy the code, but that code hasn't started earning the money back, right? So every day the app is not in the App Store, you are basically losing the revenue.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So one advice I would give to people here is that make sure when you go with something that's trendy, make sure that you know what source code you're using, or even the people that are going to be involved in the whole process. So you kind of know how long this whole process is going to take, because you don't want to be, let's say it's a Halloween or a Christmas theme, you want to make sure it's on time, right? You don't want to have your Christmas theme coming at New Year's Eve. Okay, so.
Yeah, so usually once you've found developers that you are comfortable working with, then you can sort of make plans, because they've worked for you and you know how they communicate, how fast they produce results, and the whole process becomes much, much more planned.
Right, you're building a relationship, so when you say something, the other person knows what to expect and so on. So you both are gaining speed by reusing the same persons.
That's right. Whereas if you're just doing it for the first time, then still until you've done it, you don't know how it's going to go.
Well, okay. Well, thanks for your inputs. That was a very excellent input there. Now, I have a couple of general questions. Is there any book you'd recommend for someone starting app reskinning, whether it's on the business side or on the programming side or maybe on the mobile app skinning side? Is there anything you'd recommend us?
Related particularly to app reskinning.
It doesn't have to be, or it could be just programming in general, something, anyone that would help someone that's starting a mobile app business.
Right. So in terms of app business, I would recommend, I would say, bluecloudsolutions.com.
Okay. Okay, there's a lot of good content there to read. Yeah, definitely.
That's right. Yeah. There is also source code that you can buy there.
Okay.
To get you started in the reskinning game. Then if you're just looking to learn programming, then I suggest you just go online and find some forums, and there are plenty. This is how I learned iPhone programming.
Okay.
So basically, if you're familiar with other programming languages, then you can just use online resources to learn iPhone programming. And then, it's obviously it's not enough to just have a read. You just need to do it hands-on.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Yes, you gotta have the experience. You know, you cannot That's just right. become the next star in the Apple App Store. You know, you have to make your way there. Even Angry Birds, people don't know that they had to work on 53 updates to get to the point where they were making money. So right. definitely, you know, don't expect to be the next Mark Zuckerberg of the mobile app industry. It could happen though. So, you know,
this is actually doable. Yeah, this may happen, but it won't happen just by chance.
That's right. You got to put yourself into it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what's your vision for yourself? Like, what do you see coming for the year 2014?
Oh, right. I actually don't think as far into the future. Yeah. So let's say what's up next for us.
Sure.
So we want to put up 10 more games.
Okay. Mostly reskins too, right?
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Gaming is reskins. Yeah. And we want to put up 10 more acupressure apps onto the store. This is within the next 2 to 3 months.
Well, okay. I wish you good luck with that. We definitely want to hear more when I probably would invite you again and we get to know how those things went for you, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Now, if we want to get in touch with you, how do we do that?
Yeah, so I've actually got a blog where I talk about the entire app business. So I'm talking about I'm talking about growing the business. I'm talking about creating good design. I'm talking about creating good teams. I'm talking about development stuff. So this is really like documenting my entire journey as a entrepreneur. And my blog posts, they are always action-oriented. So once you've read the blog post, then you've got an advice or a rule of thumb that you can use in your own life as a entrepreneur.
Oh, excellent. And so it's like your journey. So it's very, it's technical, but it's also some kind of a diary, you know, like a daily journey of all your ups and downs type of thing.
Not necessarily. So on the one hand, you can really see by looking at the blog posts what I was actually working on. Like, for instance, if I'm blogging about some up team issue, then obviously this is what I'm having right now. Or if I'm talking about something on the App Store, some new technique, then this is also what I'm doing right now. But the blog posts, they are very action-oriented. So they are oriented at giving the readers something to do in their own business.
Okay, got it. What's the name of the blog, please?
Yeah, the blog is updadayblog.wordpress.com.
Okay, got it. I'll add it to the show notes. Make sure to go check out the show notes on appfresh.us. All right. Well, I believe you also had a little gift or freebie for our audience, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, guys, listen up. So what I will do for those of you who need advice on your app business, for the first five people who will sign up on my blog, I will provide free app business advice.
Wow, that's amazing. Thanks for such a great gift. I'm sure lots of people that are listening to this podcast definitely want to have some, you know, little bit of help from somebody that's already in the industry, somebody as successful as you are already.
Well, yeah, so looking forward to you guys.
All right. Well, thanks for everything. And hopefully we want to hear more good things happening to you. That's pretty much it. So... I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Johan. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure too. Take care. Thanks for listening to the Mobile App Flipping Podcast. If you find this podcast interesting, please subscribe on iTunes and leave us a review. And sharing is caring, so spread the word. You can also follow me on Twitter at Johan305. That's YOHANN305. Also, come to appfresh.us. Appfresh.us. You'll find all the episodes, the show notes, and resources to make you more productive. See you at the next episode.